Picture an IRS examiner sitting across the table from your cost segregation study. What is she looking at? What is on her checklist? What questions is she about to ask? There is a document that tells you exactly that. It is called IRS Publication 5653, the Cost Segregation Audit Techniques Guide. The IRS publishes it for its own examiners. The latest version came out in February 2025, and it is one of the most useful things you can read before your study lands on an examiner's desk. Let me walk you through what is in it and why it matters. First, the basics. This guide is not a law. It does not create new rules or take new positions. What it does is explain how IRS examiners are trained to review a cost segregation study. It is the examiner's playbook, and when you know the playbook, you can prepare accordingly. The guide covers six main areas. Study methods. What kinds of approaches are acceptable, and what the examiner will look for in how the study was built. Quality standards for the study and the report. The guide lists 13 elements a quality study must have and 9 elements a quality report must include. Those are your benchmarks. Engineering review. What the examiner expects to see in the technical support for your classifications. Acquisition allocations. What happens when you buy a property instead of building it and how the purchase price gets divided among the parts. Asset classification under Revenue Procedure 8756. That is the master table of class lives and recovery periods that every study refers back to. And Form 3115 issues. That form is what you file when you are correcting your depreciation method, often in a catch-up study for a property you have owned for years. The guide also contains tables of court cases. Examiners use those tables when they think a study classified an asset incorrectly. Knowing which cases are on that list helps you understand where the IRS is most likely to push back. Now here is why this matters for your study. A study that hits every element the guide calls for is a study that is hard to attack. An examiner who opens a well-prepared report and sees that every quality element is addressed, every classification is tied to a specific authority, and the engineering work is documented in detail. That examiner has very little to grab onto. The study answers the questions before they are asked. A study that misses elements gives an examiner an opening. Maybe the study did not document how the engineer measured and priced each component. Maybe the report does not explain why a specific asset was classified as 5-year property instead of 39-year. Those gaps become the examiner's starting points. When we prepare your report, we use this guide as a checklist. Every element, every quality standard. The goal is a report that stands up under the most detailed scrutiny because it was built to pass exactly the test an examiner will run. Publication 563 is available to the public on the IRS website. It is a long document, but even reading the quality elements section gives you a clear picture of what a solid study looks like and why it matters that your study was done right. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your study was built to meet these standards, review the authority and methodology sections of your report.